Thank you very much, Claire. Everyone's so excited about Bruce Springsteen. I saw Bruce 33 years ago on the 25th of July 1988 at the Wembley Stadium on the Tunnel of Love tour, says Martin Riley of Bristol. It's where I met my now wife, Elaine. And on the 26th of July, we celebrated 21 years of marriage. Tunnel of Love indeed. He is incoming.
BBC Radio 2, the Zoe Ball Breakfast Show.
Our guest today is true rock royalty. Born to run ever since he burst out of Asbury Park in New Jersey 6 decades ago. He's been a busy boy. His 20th studio album, We Have Loved, Letter to You. He's been making a podcast series with his good friend, Barack Obama. And he's just reopened Broadway with his Tony Award-winning show. Now he's back to Radio 2 with a second series of songs handpicked from his own record collection. Hello and welcome to the show, Bruce Springsteen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so good.
Good.
I'm psyched to speak to you. But before we talk about you, Bruce, and we have much to discuss, huge congratulations are in order because your daughter, Jessica, has qualified for the US Olympic equestrian team. I mean, this is huge news.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, I mean, well, she's worked 25 years since she was 4 years old. She started and she's just turned it into her life. You know, she's been in the barn at dawn and till dusk and taking care of all the horses. And she just had a very natural talent for it. And amazingly, she has taken herself to this spot where there's only four of them. And she's thrilled. We're thrilled. And we couldn't be more excited about it.
We'll all be watching her and cheering her on. My goodness me. By all accounts, your return to live shows in a Springsteen on Broadway a few weeks back was epic, Bruce. I mean, what was it like to get back on the stage after so long? And who was more excited about the show? Was it you or the audience?
Everybody was pretty excited, I'd have to say, you know. The audiences have been great. They've been really happy to be together. And it's been amazing to play for an audience once again. And I've altered the show a little bit, so it feels kind of fresh. And it's just been a great experience.
If anybody listening hasn't had the chance to come see you in this show, you did film it. It is on Netflix if people want to watch it. I know it's not the same as being there in person, but we can do that for now. Why did you decide to do this brilliant radio show, which we love, Bruce, from my home to yours? And if people haven't heard it yet, what do you hope that they're going to get from listening to this show?
Well, it started with the pandemic and the lockdown. And so I said, well, I want to continue to speak to my fans during this time. It seemed like a time when people could use a little company so they don't feel so alone. I've enjoyed it. You know, it takes a little bit of time out of my week, but it's something that I love music. I love finding new music. I love, you know, turning people on to the old music that I loved. And I like talking to the fans. And it's been another way of communicating while other forms of communication were not quite available.
I'm imagining, Bruce, you have a pretty mighty collection.
Well, I reconstituted my record collection from the very earliest records I bought and listened to the most new music that I listen to now. I did it over a period of, I don't know, 5 or 6 years or something. And so I have this massive collection. It's on my computer now. I don't have the vinyl, but I have everything somewhat sequenced that meant something to me since I was probably 13 years old till now. And it's sort of a wonderful world for me to dive into. I'm always on it. I'm always on it.
When you're doing the radio show, how do you come up with the themes? I love the themes. You take us on these journeys. Sometimes you take us to a new place. You may take us to a familiar place. And there's this wonderful theme that sort of ties everything together on this journey.
Well, I just try to think of something that I'm going to be able to bond a group of music together with at a certain moment, you know. And that's really the only way to do it. So I sort of like, let me see, I just did one that was based on just the nighttime is the right time, I think. I don't think you've played that one yet. I've got one coming up that's based on just like my hometown, a lot of songs, people singing about where they grew up. And so, you know, you just pick something and I go into my record collection and I start to roll with it. And then the nice thing I do is I'll just sort of generally look for things that I haven't heard that have that type of theme to them. And it's just one that works if you're on the air. And I'm not just playing a loose collection of music. And so I always want to have a little narrative and a story that goes with it and And that's the best form.
It works an absolute treat. A box set of four new episodes of Bruce Springsteen, From My Home to Yours, is available now on BBC Sounds. Bruce, stay there and we'll play something from your latest album and then we'll be right back.
In the afternoon, meet the summer sun. Drifts across the floor as Benny King's voice fills the air. Baby, that's the power of prayer.
Springsteen and the Power of Prayer, taken from his most recent album, Letter to You, released last year. Can I ask you, Bruce, do you remember the first time you heard one of your records on the radio? Do you remember where that was?
Yeah, I was in Connecticut. I was standing on a street corner. A guy pulled up and he had his window down, and Spirit of the Night was coming out of his car radio. And I wanted to, like, run over to his car and say, hey, that's me. But I didn't do it. I just stood there in shock and ecstasy.
Oh, goodness me. I know, it could have been dangerous. Brilliant.
Exactly.
There's been a lot of love for Renegades, the podcast you've made with your friend Barack Obama. Huge success. What made you want to make that a series, and what do you hope people got from it?
Well, it was his idea initially, and initially I thought, wait a minute, like, you're the president. I'm a New Jersey high school diploma guitar player. Are you sure this is a good idea? There's a lot of things I don't know, you know? But we had become friendly, and it had quite a few long conversations just between the two of us about a variety of things. And he said that was the type of show that he was interested in doing, something that was more broad and philosophical and historical and based in people who've I guess the way I would put it, who've examined their lives in some depth. And so that's what we had in common, and that was the basis that we started the podcast on. And I said, okay, you know, and he came to my farm and we sat in my studio and days would go by and we'd just talk.
It's so, so good hearing, you know, two men who to us are very mighty in many, many ways, just talking about being parents and marriage and your country and race and everything. It, incredible.
I know part of the president's idea was we might have a chance to sort of not just speak to people who are our own age, but speak to younger men also about kind of what it took in our lives to get ourselves in the place where we were able to have that kind of fullness of life and be able to take the responsibilities for it.
Absolutely. It was announced also, another joyous thing, yourself, Paul Simon, Jennifer Hudson are amongst the first stars confirmed to play this big concert in New York City's Central Park in August to celebrate the city's reopening. I mean, we're all a little jealous that we can't come. But why did you want to do this show? Why is it important for you, Bruce, for things like this to happen as we emerge from the pandemic?
Clive Davis, who's shepherding the show, is one of the men I would say changed my life forever by signing me to Columbia Records in 1972 when I was a kid that came up on the bus one day from Asbury Park dragging a guitar over his shoulder. Clive was the man in that office who signed me to my record deal, heard me play two songs. And as I sat there with John Hammond, who was the vice president of Columbia at the time, and of course discovered Dylan and Aretha and so many others, you know, Clive was putting the show together. So I said, gee, you know, Clive is one of those people that I like to say yes to, because all the other yeses that happened in my life happened because of him. And I'm only doing a small guest appearance with my great friend, Patti Smith, on Because the Night. That's our plan.
Wow. That's a moment. And I can understand why you would say yes to Clive. What a chap. Can we expect any new music later this year? I know you've been incredibly busy. There was a lot of love for Letter to You. I know we've been playing the tracks on Radio 2. Any plans, Bruce?
Well, let me think what we have coming up. I'll be doing a few more radio shows. We'll be touring next year if everything goes well. The E Street Band will be back on the road, you know, depending, of course, on the virus and just what's opening up and what's opened up and where you can play your shows. So that's kind of what's on the scoreboard for right now.
That was the perfect teaser for all of us. It's what we needed, I tell you.
Good. I'm glad.
Bruce, what a joy to speak to you. The second series of Springsteen, From My Home to Yours, can be heard right here on BBC Radio 2. There's a new box set of four new episodes available this morning to listen to on BBC Sounds, where you can also catch up on the first series. Bruce Springsteen, thank you so much for talking to me.
I would just like to say, I'd take one moment and thank all my UK fans, particularly for the support that they've continued to give to my new music. Letter to You was so well received in the UK that it really touched my heart, and I deeply, deeply appreciate it, and thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much for talking to me. An absolute joy.
Zoe.
And good luck to
Thank
Jessica.
You.
Wow.
Thank you so much.